AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The new round of Iranian strikes on regional oil infrastructure and the selection of a new supreme leader are being seen as a signal that Iran is digging in, 10 days into the war with the U.S. and Israel. John Gambrell has more.
Mojtaba Khamenei is thought to be more hardline than his father, and he comes into power as Iran's theocracy faces perhaps its greatest challenge yet. Sites across Iran destroyed, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, its air force and army targeted and just pounding airstrikes.
War news roiled financial markets again as oil prices soared to nearly $120 per barrel before settling under $90. Seth Sutel has more.
Consistently high oil prices would mean steeper gas costs for U.S. households. It would also raise fuel and transportation costs for all kinds of businesses, which could make inflation worse. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The index had been down as much as 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 239 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In New York City, a court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a weekend protest outside the mayor's mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State group. The homemade devices failed to explode. And Jennifer King has the verdict in the case that shocked the real estate world.
Alan Oren and Tal Alexander were successful luxury real estate brokers accused of dazzling women with their wealth and lifestyle. A jury in Manhattan found the three guilty on all federal charges, including conspiracy and sex trafficking by force. The verdict followed weeks of testimony by 11 women who said they were assaulted by one or more of the brothers, often after receiving a drink they believe was drugged. Prosecutors said more than 60 women say they were raped. They presented video, texts, emails, and blog posts in which the brothers seemed to boast about their exploits. The Alexander brothers could face life in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for August 6th. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. The White House says a member of the National Transportation Safety Board has been fired. Ed Donahue has the story.
The Trump administration is accusing Todd Inman of drinking on the job, harassing staff, misusing government resources, and skipping many meetings. Inman calls it a political hit job and flatly denies the allegations. He plans to fight back in court. The Republican was appointed 2 years ago during the Biden administration. Before last year, it was extremely unusual for board members at independent agencies to be dismissed. However, President Trump has fired members of the Federal Reserve Board, the Surface Transportation Board, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to clear the way for his own appointees. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And federal meteorologists say the continental U.S. just had its second warmest winter on record. Details and more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.